Blog Talk Radio.
To understand this, you have to go back to what young brother here referred to as the house Negro and the field Negro back during slavery. There was two kinds of slaves. There was the house Negro and the field Negro. The house Negro, they lived in the house with master. They dressed pretty good. They ate good because they ate his food, what he left. They lived in the attic or the basement, but still they lived near their master. And they loved their master more than the master loved himself. They would give their life to save their master's house quicker than the master would. The house Negro, if the master said, "We got a good house here," the house Negro said, "Yeah, we got a good house here." Whenever the master said "we," he said "we." That's how you can tell a house Negro. If the master's house caught on fire, the house Negro would fight harder to put the blaze out than the master would. If the master got sick, the house Negro would say, "What's the matter, boss? We sick. We sick." He identified himself with his master more than his master identified with himself. And if you came to the house Negro and said, "Let's run away, let's escape, let's separate," that house Negro would look at you and say, "Man, you crazy. What you mean separate? Where is there a better house than this? Where can I wear better clothes than this? Where can I eat better food than this?" That was that house Negro. In those days, he was called a house nigger. And that's what we call him today, because we still got some house niggers running around here. This modern house Negro loves his master. He wants to live near him. He'll pay three times as much as the house is worth just to live near his master. And then brag about, "I'm the only Negro out here." "I'm the only one on my job. I'm the only one in this school. You nothing but a house Negro."
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced tonight. The air date of this episode is June 8th, 2021. Our topic tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is the carrot and the jackass. And we're going to be discussing the history of the Democratic Party, creating the Ku Klux Klan, Night Riders, the lynchings they did, the intimidation of black people, and even during post-slavery where they even prevented them from trying to register to vote. And I think they got something about the 13th, 14th, 15th Amendment on that. In addition to, we're going to be talking about, you know, these massacres that they had, such as in Rosewood, Florida. Also, too, such as in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and also, too, we're going to welcome in our host right here, Brother Che. How you doing this evening, Brother Che?
Hey, peace, love, and black empowerment, Brother Shabaka.
Yes, sir. You know, so therefore, you know, as we were saying, is that they had these massacres, you know, in Rosewood, Florida, Wilmington, North Carolina, you know, the Chicago race riot in 1919, then in 1972 in Southern California, Taft, California, where a small amount of black residences or residents of Taft, California, they were literally ran out of town. And then, as you know, this is the Democrats, you know, Democrats, you know, who are behind this, you see. And then they sit up there and want us to go vote for them, you know, every election, which we have been doing, and nothing, you know, has come of it. And then, of course, we know the classic line, of LBJ, where he said over 50 years ago, or actually almost 60 years ago, you know, we're going to keep giving these Negroes, you know, this right to vote, you know, this civil rights. Yes, sir.
You're going in and out. It's like
I'm going in
it. You're fading in and out.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to have to do here, try to make an adjustment right here. Okay, Brother Che, just go on and relate, you know, the information, man, for about the next 2 minutes, and I'm going to try to make an adjustment on the sound right here.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So where Shabaka was going with this is the Democratic Party has meant us no good. The past 50 years, 60 years of this malign neglect that they keep practicing, lumping us in the broad ambiguous terms such as people of color, minorities, marginalized, disenfranchised, disadvantaged, and the list goes on, has not been to our benefit. It's been to all these other groups' benefit. So it's time that we divorce the Democratic Party because they have meant us no good, family. They continuously take our votes for granted, and they treat us like the carrot. And they got us chasing something that ain't there, a promise. They promise all this and that, but we get nothing. Every time we vote for them, we get nothing. And LBJ said he'd have Negroes vote Democrat for the next 200 years. And he wasn't lying, because that's what majority of black people in 2021 vote for the Democrats. And I just can't understand why, because they don't offer you anything tangible. There's nothing but symbolism.
Right.
But then you say, well,
exactly.
You must be a Republican then. No, I'm not a Republican. I'm independent. And the majority of voters are independent. If you get the independents, you got the votes.
Exactly.
So it's time that we divorce the Democratic Party and form our own party or join an already existing party that is not a Democrat or a Republican, because I'm not saying that the Republicans are any better. They're white supremacists with not even in sheep clothing. They let you know exactly who they are immediately. It's these Democrats that are in sheep clothing. They don't let you know who they are and with their deceptive manipulation tactics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
We see through those tactics now, and we're no longer falling for the okey-doke. What were you going to say, General Shabaka?
Yes, sir. And then Brother Malcolm even had stated, man, if I recall, is that I much rather deal with the motherfucking wolf, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to the wolf in sheep's clothing. You see what I'm saying? Because at least this way here, you know what you're dealing with. You see what I mean?
Right.
And then on top of it, with the deceiving tactics that the Democrats have used, you know, all along. And then, of course, you know, one of their devout Democrats during the Civil Rights Movement, what's the old boy's name, man? Old Frog Face from the great state of Alabama. Oh, yeah.
Oh, George Wallace.
Segregation yesterday. Segregation today and segregation tomorrow. Yes, sir. The one and only George Wallace. And then not to mention the fact, and around
it's
that same time period. Yes. And then, you know, not to mention, you know, the church being bombed in Birmingham, Alabama in September of 1963 that killed four little black girls. Yes, sir. And then what these Democrats' agendas are pushing now is very, very counterproductive to black progress, and it's very counterproductive to heterosexual black males as a whole. And we already had discussed, you know, the massive incarceration, you know, the feminization, and then, of course, you know, wanting us dead. You say, and the sad part about it is that when we address these issues or crumble them on the Democratic Party, you know, for their neglect, for their lies, their deceit, that they worked on the black community, you know, Mayor Han Kuhn of Denver, Uncle Tom Bradley of Los Angeles, let's see, other sellout-ass raggedy Negro. But it'll come to me, you know. But anyway, But moving right along, though, is that we got to have our own political base, our own political party, as you said. And I do believe, Brother Che, that in the 1968 election is that the Black Panther Party did hold national conventions and then try to get some candidates to run for president.
That's the history. That's not originally the Black Panther Party was actually a party. Originated in
Lowndes
County, Alabama.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. You're absolutely correct about that. And then, of course, you know, they want us to turn a blind eye, you know, and just accept it, you know, of the mass murders, you know, of the cities and riots that we had mentioned. You know, which is terrorism, also to the traditions that they had, where they would go lynch black people and call it a picnic, is because they literally going out to pick a nigga, you know, to lynch.
Then have a barbecue afterwards.
Yes, sir.
Where they
stand
around and take
then,
pictures and,
not
and,
to mention,
and photographs to put them on postcards.
Yes, sir. And then you would see white America sitting there laughing and grinning at this, taking the enjoyment out of it. And as Dr. Bobby Rush has stated in his writing, the psychopathic racial identity. And then what echoes that even more so in these contemporary times is where these other groups are saying is, well, you know, you people shouldn't feel that way. You know, you weren't born a slave. We're all the same and all that. Bullshit is what it
That's
is.
That's why I have my reparations now shirt on.
No, oh, yes, sir. And through the cognitive dissonance, you know, of these so-called Negro leaders, you know, as Brother Malcolm was saying over 60 years ago, you know, in his speech right there at the beginning of our podcast, they're going along with it. They're making the system work against us with them being a part of it. I mean, now, let's look at Cory Booker and Uncle Tim Scott. Now, Cory Booker is a Democrat. Uncle Tim Scott, you know, is a Republican. And then Uncle Tim Scott is going to sit up there and say that America is not a racist country. And then, of course, through Mr. Booker's actions of working with him, he's endorsing that same platform as well, too, or that same narrative. But fortunately, our conscious folks know better than that. Okay. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, is that when the KKK came out, you know, started doing these massive lynchings and killings. As Brother Che has stated, they were putting these acts on postcards, like what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, a black man was falsely accused of raping a white woman in the elevator. So when they went and arrested the man, you know, for this crime, you know, a white mob came and busted him up out of the jail. See, so therefore that goes to show you the hypocrisy of that is because, you know, you had a lot of white lynch mobs that would go out there and quote-unquote, you know, take
the authorities, with the help of the local authorities and the National Guard and the U.S. military.
Yes,
this was a white supremacist hit.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. And then they'll come up there, man, and they get cognitive dissonant Negroes to piss on our heads and tell us that it's rain and we shouldn't, you know, worrying about it, you see. You know, it's not that bad. You know, we're all the same and all that, you see. And then
we all
bleed
the same.
Yeah, yeah, all that shit is because I'm seeing our own youth endorsing this. And trying to push this narrative, you see. And then to prove the point even further, Brother Jay, is look at the Jim Crow era and the segregation era where you had the torture and murder of black soldiers, you know, coming from World War I and World War II, you see. And I believe the state of Texas during World War I, you know, there was a black military unit that got into a brawl, you know, with a white mob. And then the black soldiers got the best of them, if you know what I mean. And then a lot of them were lynched, and others were sentenced, you know, to life in prison. I mean, let's look at what happened with Mr. Woodard when he returned from World War II, going from Fort Benning, Georgia, up into South Carolina, where he allegedly had got into it with a white Greyhound bus driver because he had wanted to go to the bathroom. So he gets back on the bus. The next town, they pull Mr. Woodard off the bus, and the sheriff beats him and blinds him. Now, this is a war veteran now. You see what I mean? This is a war veteran. And so, once again, you know, we're supposed to be sitting up there just going along with it, you know, not supposed to be seeing it. And I believe what is the term?
Going along just to get along.
And nobody sees the elephant in the large white elephant in the room, I believe, as they say. You see?
Right.
And the sad part about it is, you know, in these current contemporary times, they want our youth to quote unquote forget about this, and then they even are going so far as to omit the history of it, you know, in the public indoctrination centers.
Well, they
which
don't
is a huge, huge disservice.
Which isn't a theory,
okay,
it's a fact
the critic
of what they've done
okay,
to us to continue
us about
to do
this. Okay, Brother Che, what is the critical race theory? Please enlighten us.
Basically, it's a rundown of what they've done to us in the past and continue to do to us in the present. With institutional racism, white supremacy. They don't want us teaching this to our kids, and they just have some Negro, some coon, buck dancer Negro, just did a video with him and his daughter on TikTok. Stating that he didn't want that talk to his child.
Oh man. In other words, so he doesn't want the history of segregation, slavery, brutalization, Rosewood, Tulsa, Oklahoma, race riots of Chicago, Detroit. He does not want this here talk to his black child.
Correct.
Wow.
And he's a Republican. He's very much against the Democratic Party, which if you're black and you're against the Democratic Party, I can't blame you.
Right.
Because they have not done anything to help us.
Exactly.
Nothing's
happened. And then, right. And they're the ones who brought you this massive incarceration. You see what I mean?
Right.
You know, with the
all their policies
crime
have been detrimental to us.
Yeah, and also, too, and we got it out there, folks, so all you Biden supporters are welcome to call in at 516-418-5996, you see, and let us know what they're going to do for us. And so far, in 100 days, we haven't seen him doing anything specifically, you know, for black people. And we haven't heard, you know, from your Biden supporters, but you're welcome to call in at any time. So, once again, the time has emerged for us to form our own political party and to leave both these two-party systems alone, the Republicans and the Democrats. And this is why we call in this episode the carrot and the jackass. The carrot is all these lies that these Democrats have given us, and their symbol of their party is the jackass, and they're playing us for jackasses as well, too. So this is why, you know, we have tonight's subject of what it is, the carrot and the jackasses, because a jackass is stubborn, so you hang a carrot in front of them to move forward trying to eat the carrot. So just like with the Democrats have not done anything for us, but every 2 years, 4 years, you know, they're coming to us, you know, what they're going to do, all these false promises and what have you, and then we go out there and bum rush the polls and vote for them. But they, in actuality, are going and countermanding, you know, our progress.
Yeah.
They're going against our progress.
And we've been bum rushing the polls. We didn't just start bum rushing them. We've been bum rushing them, whether it was for the Democrats or the Republicans.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. And then also, too, is that I was reading one post on Facebook by one of the professors who pretty much had pushed the narrative as when did we as a people, you know, go petition the U.S. government to be citizens here. So his premise was that this is pretty much of a forced citizenship on us. It's because nobody has yet to call in or show me what documentation where we as a people petition the U.S. government to be citizens here. Yes,
no, they'll just say the 14th Amendment. That's all they'll say.
Yes, exactly. You see what I mean? And then on top of that, that's the one that made the slave a citizen. And like I said, you know, just show me, you know, a huge number of our people going to these congressional representatives in the Congress at that time saying that they wanted to go be U.S. citizens. And, of course, as we all know, no such thing occurred and no such documentation exists. And then also, too, for all you colorblind black folks that don't see color, you could best believe that color sees our black asses. And so be it, you know. And then it's very sad of how our youth, Brother Chay, and I mean those in your age group, have been dumbed down, you know, to valuable history and knowledge, you know, that happened in my
youth. It's sad, Tabaka. I've been saying it for like 20 years.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You see what I mean? And they don't want our youth having, you know, knowledge of the civil rights movement or the black empowerment era or those of us, you know, who have made great innovations and technological advances.
I was blessed enough to have that knowledge given, passed down, because my family is Black Panthers, Garvey, and Garveyites.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely, yes, without a doubt. You see, and that there should be required reading and study in our children's curriculum. And then also, too, when Dr. King made the statement that he led our people into a burning house of integration. This is another subject that mainstream media, you know, does not want to put out there, you see. It's because we even had those on this podcast that says, oh, I didn't know King said that. Well, you see, you know, do more of your studies. And I believe Dr. King had made this here within the last 6 months of his life in which he was
murdered.
Yeah,
he said we're coming to Washington to get our check. I've been to the damn mountaintop,
exactly.
And I want my goddamn check.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. And the reparations are justified, and our demand and request for it is justified.
Yes.
Yes, sir. And then for all you OTBs, and let me define OTB other than black, when you say to us, well, you know, that was so long ago, you know, you people aren't slaves now, so don't even worry about it. Get over it. You just spit in our face. Now, let's look what happened with this anti-Asian hate crime bill. A lot of the businesses that operate in the black community, you know, our people go there and spend money in those establishments, you say. But however, but you don't want
to. Not to mention many of our people fought and died for them to even be able to come over here.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. You see, you know, when they say it up there, you know, when we was getting hit in the head and hit with fire hoses, police dogs sicked on us, you know, the civil rights workers, you know, were saying, you know, freedom for everybody and all this.
Wasn't the Immigration Act of 1964, 1965?
Okay, well, yeah, I'm familiar with the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and then the Voting Rights Act of 1965.
I'm talking about the Immigrant Act.
Okay. I've heard of it, but I don't know when they implemented it.
I believe it was one of those years.
Okay. All right. Okay. And the 1960s was definitely a decade of turmoil and what have you. But the interesting thing is about you white liberals, when you say that you're with us and that you're going to you know, aid our causes and what have you, the exact opposite happens, just as Dr. John Henry Clark had stated. that anytime that you individuals want to join black organizations, your intent is not there to help the organization. Your intent is to derail the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see. But then when we say that we want to do something for ourselves specifically, then we're called black racists. And, of course, we all know not a, no such thing exists. And then when you say for us to get ahead as black people, you know, other groups must advance, you see, but we need something specifically for us. And then this mainstream statement that, well, you know, I'm a person of color. Well, I don't agree with that. I'm a black man in America, you see, so you could miss me with that
right.
bullshit. And then to mention the fact, as a brother had posted earlier today up here on Racebook, Fakebook, Spybook, or whatever, as of how they and how they got the fascist book, yes, and then how they got the algorithms set up with due to all this high technology to limit, you know, our posts, and then to limit, you know, the amount of people of who would have access to it. Yes, they, but I doubt that if you're doing to these other groups, you know. Yeah, but you want us to look at ourselves as a person of color. Yes, they, you know, this is just downright insanity. You see what I mean? And then the sad part about
well,
it is...
Well, our classification changes every 20 years.
No, yes, sir, absolutely. You see? And the cold part about it is it's decided by someone else than ourselves. You see, that's the irony of the situation right there, you see? And then they want to sit
well,
up there
in
and
2021, we're defining ourselves as foundational black Americans, American descendants of slavery. That is who we are. And we are coming forward what is owed to us, and that is in the form of reparations, in the form of cash and land, and separation.
And the control of our own factors of production and what have you, and acquiring land, you see. So that's one of the main factors of production that you need, people, you know, hey, and let's set up our own communities like Unity Community. Let's go out, create our other communities in which we control them ourselves, you see. And then let's just go on here and just separate from these individuals is because, let's face it, people, the shit didn't work. You know what I mean? It didn't work.
It was a burning
house okay,
to
you
begin
know, to
with.
Say, yeah, you know, it's okay to say, hey, we effed up, you know what I mean? So now once you realize your error and you go about to correct it, at least you did not make three errors. You see? And then the sad part about it is, just like with the disco era, the same thing with the rap era. When that developed in the late 1980s, and just like with the R&B of the 1960s, and then you get these white impersonators who come into it, you know, like Elvis Presley, Eminem, or what have you.
Yeah.
And, you know, then our people go eat that shit up. Oh, well, you know, he sounds good, but what he's just done, black family, is just took our resources and cashed in on it. And what is he kicking back into the community for our resources? It's the same damn principle of how the Chinese are going into our continent, taking a silicon, taking a cobalt, taking a chrome, diamonds, platinum, and upgrading their economies. But you see,
uranium.
You know, what's happening to our continent. Yeah, and of course the uranium. Yes, sir, you're absolutely correct. Yes, sir. And then they say
the
call we're from
can that,
works,
that makes the smartphone work in the first place.
Oh, yes,
and
sir,
they just
absolutely.
Break in the
yeah,
continent.
Mm-hmm. You see? And then the sad part about it is that they don't want us to even recognize that. You see? They don't even want us to recognize ourselves for the creations that we made. George Washington Carver, Dr. Daniel Hale Williams, you see, Dr. Charles Drew, and we stated on previous podcast of our South Carolina, you know, returned a favor for Dr. Charles Drew by letting him bleed to death, you know what I mean? When this man here developed the concept of the plaza and saved so many soldiers during World War II that they still implementing.
Speaking on that.
Yes. Yeah, and then not to mention the fact you don't recognize Dr. Daniel Hale Williams of performing the first open heart surgery in the late 1800s in the city of Chicago. You see, but as long as we out here killing each other, calling each other the NGR term, going down there to Hollywood with them old stupid-ass movies and that jigaboo bullshit, then we're okay. As long as we're calling our women the B word, oh, we okay. You know, and so as long as we're going up here calling each other NGRs and self-destructing on each other, oh, well, we okay. And then for you Leo Terrells, you Larry Elders, okay, you coons, okay, you talking about, well, you know, look at all the high black-on-black crime, you know, you colored folk talk about the police killing blacks, but look what you do to each other. Solution. This is why we got to get our children up out of those damn public indoctrination centers, because that's where they learn that shit. Okay, but however, Elders and Leo Terrell, you, with your cognitive dissonance, you refuse to acknowledge that, okay? And Dr. Carter G. Woodson on told us damn near 100 years ago the miseducation of the Negro and how these miseducated Negroes are perpetuating the generations after them with more miseducation. And those two asinine statements that both those men made, you know, proves that point. And ain't neither one of you cats off the years that I've been knowing about you dudes ain't never said nothing about building up no type of economical centers in the black community, no type of training centers in the black community to teach our youth trades, carpentry, welding, painting, entrepreneurship. Because what has the norm always been? Oh, you go get your degree, go get a job, as opposed
with
to
the benefits,
creating one.
With the benefits, don't forget the benefits.
Yeah, exactly.
Get a good job with the benefits.
Exactly.
Working to build somebody else's shit up.
Exactly, as opposed to building up your own, you see. And then for those, you know, who did that on their own within the black community, well, you know, they kind of like ostracizes because they're talking about doing for self as opposed to embracing, well, you know, we're all the same inclusive shit, you know. And keep in mind,
well,
we need to be
forcing us to go to the point of forming our own maroon colony.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely, Brother Che. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah, without a doubt. You see?
That's what we're
going
to have to do,
black
families, because this is not working. This integration was a failed experiment.
Oh, yes, sir. And the cold part about it is
60 years.
60 years, yes, sir. You know, over the course of my lifetime, Brother Che. You know what I mean? And it's the same shit, the same thing, the cycle repeats itself. You know, it's like a person going in and out of jail. You black-ass politicians come up to us with these false promises, you know, you Democrats, you know what I mean? More mass incarceration. We don't see no type of cohesiveness that you try to push in the black community, just like when other races of peoples come into political power. They're going to go help their crew off the top.
Strictly their crew. No other group.
Yeah, exactly.
But we want to help everybody.
Yeah,
we got to go help everybody. We in a state of emergency.
Know,
we got a life jacket, but we want to put a life jacket on everybody. We got a gas mask, but we want to put a gas mask on everybody else. Save yourself, black family.
Absolutely. Yes, sir, because you can't do shit for anybody else until you do something for yourself. And that's on an individual basis, and that there is on a collective basis. And, yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen, I am making the statement that the survival of this planet depends on our black unity and us doing for ourselves. Because, you know,
right.
These capitalistic, greedy Europeans and white supremacists are killing this planet, you know, with its natural resources, with its killing the vegetation, killing the air. I mean, look at this damn fool you got going on right now who owns the patent to the vaccine of the disease for you to get the vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
For.
Don't get the vaccine, by the way. Don't get that vaccine.
Yes, sir, absolutely. And then based off of information that I've came across recently from a person who seemed to be of reasonable intelligence and well read had stated that the vaccine, once you take it, is going to kill you in 2 years. Okay. Yeah, so, you know, I'm talking about something that I heard, you know, from a person, you know, who did some research on it.
Damn,
and
so
they seem to be, you know.
2023 come around, it's going to be a lot of dead folks.
Oh, yeah, you know, if what I heard on this theory is true. But, however, I don't doubt it. Yes, see, it's because first they only wanted you to take the first vaccine. Then they came and said, well, you got to take a second vaccine. Then they went so far as to say, well, you got to get booster shots on it, like what they used to do with that shit on for measles, mumps.
Yeah.
I'm talking about when I was, you know, back in my day when we was going to school and you had to have an immunization record. Oh, yeah, for the measles,
rubella,
for the mumps.
Rubella.
Yeah, rubella. It was about
bunch of stuff. It was like 10 different things at least.
Yeah. And then for off of research that I've done on this, that I've came across is that supposedly this vaccine is supposed to have all this material in it and then some in it. And then from what I understand is that is to prevent – you know, your cells building up, you know, its own defensive mechanisms, you know, for other ailments. You see what I mean?
So
it's got a mix
AIDS.
Of SARS in there.
That's AIDS.
Yes.
That sounds like AIDS to me.
Yes, sir. And from what
AIDS
I understand, research that I've done, yeah, that's one of the elements, you know, that's in this vaccine. AIDS, aborted fetuses, SARS. See? And, you know, and then black folks, you know, will sit up there as the Democrats tell them, you know, oh, go ahead and take it. And unfortunately, we're on a collective basis, scratch our ass and say, yassa, boss, and go do it. This is why the hashtag resurrection of the mental dead was created, to address such issues. And then, of course, the description itself is self-explanatory, and definitely check out the group by the same name of Resurrection of the Mental Dead. Definitely check out Frontline Black News. Definitely check out Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Definitely check out Mile High News, Black I Stand Radio, Do the Knowledge Radio, New Black Knowledge, and all black platforms, is because people, we're going to have to control our own narratives so we can quit getting pimped by these Democrats. Say, you know, Hyde and Biden. You say, oh, Kamala Harris. You say, then there are those who have stated, well, when we speak like this, oh, well, you're just hating on the sister and this, that, there, the other. Nonsense. Looking at her track record. Who will sit up there and leave her own people sitting in jail who are innocent. You know, police in the state of California murdered unarmed black men. And we already said their names. And as the attorney general, she didn't intervene, which she had a legal right to do in California. They do it in other states. You see what I mean? Then she became the U.S. senator. And basically, she was serving out the term of the former U.S. Senator Bob Boxer, who had retired about California. They say then she ran for president, as we all know, and she got shut down in the presidential debate by the congresswoman from Hawaii, who related to her that Ms. Harris has left a lot of innocent black people in jail and suppressed evidence that had freed them. So, I mean, come on, people, 2 + 2 = 4. They say this is our only solution for us to have the tangibles of $100 trillion. Say this is why, you know, they got to do something specifically for us, like as they did specifically, you know, with the Asian, anti-hate bill against Asians, you see. You know, and they did that pretty quick, you know. But us, they just want to see us out here on this idiot box with this bullshit, you know what I mean, degrading ourselves. And we're supposed to think that this is progress. And then, of course, too, as we know, down in that cesspool of Los Angeles, California, where a lot of our black talent, you know, they get messed around and cheated out of their residuals and their proper payments and what have you. And then when black filmmakers who want to be independent, you know, they go through a lot of obstacles. Of course, you got Tyler Perry Studios, but look what Tyler Perry deals with, you see. Now, on those jobs for the prop directors, the set decorators, the costume designers, the cameraman, sound technicians, all of that, audio visual and all that. Is Tyler Perry going to be giving those jobs to black people? And anybody's welcome to call in the number 516-418-5996. You see? And this is what we mean by the carrot and the jackass. And they're playing us for the jackass. See, dangling the carrot in front of us with integration. We're all the same. Oh, I don't see color. But you could best believe color sees our black asses. Well, that's real talk. See, and then on top of that there too, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Che is doing excellent work there in the Mile High Income City of Denver, Colorado. Brother Che has always got the food drive going on. Brother Che is always down there in the civic politics of the city of Denver. And Brother Che is running for mayor of Denver for 2023. Let's pray that this brother becomes the mayor. And we know Brother Che is going to go out there and handle the business and get a lot of rid of them rogue policies that they have right there, particularly the human rights violations that the city of Denver and various other cities, including the state of California and Sacramento, commit against the homeless encampments when they throw away all their materials and their belongings. See, and for them to go out there to do that goes to show just what no regard that they have, you know, for poor people in general, but more disregard that they have for us as a people. And also, too, we still are of the same, the other groups have to go hold your own nuts. We're sorry. No, I'm not sorry, but my people are in a state of emergency, and we can't do shit for nobody else until we do something for ourselves. So, if you interpret that as quote-unquote black racism, that's your business. I could really care less. Fortunately, I know better. Then, of course, what's happening with our black children in these public indoctrination centers, and also, too, how a lot of black children are abused in these foster care systems where the state, you know, goes up there, takes away the child, you know, from the parent and puts them off in child protective services. You know, who knows what happens, you know, to those babies in that is because, as we know, the foster parents are getting paid, I believe, by the state you know, to have these children. So they're pretty much looking for it as a meal ticket as opposed to doing the right thing of watching out for the best regard of this child. Yes, sir. They're just looking at it of how they could line their own pockets. See, that's what's so sad about it. This is why we got to change the mindset, you know, of our youth. This is why we got to emphasize more on homeschooling, emphasize more on gaining knowledge, you know, of our ancestors, you know, of Kemet, you see. More reason, you know, to steer away, you know, from this propaganda and bullshit that Hollywood is kicking out. Say, and then, of course, you know, when a black man tries to do the right thing for his people and for his community, you know, you want to crumb bomb on him. And but however, if he's going out there degrading the community, pulpit pimping the community, oh, man, I just want to get paid. All money's good money. All money ain't good money, you see. Look at Hollywood. You know, let's look at, you know, what a lot of our people had to go through with that bullshit, with that jigaboo shit. And then also, too, let's look at the fact of what they had redone it again with the black exploitation films. You see what I mean? And all saying all out there is cool and acceptable, calling our woman, you know, the B word, calling ourselves the intern, the N word. And then, you know, as long as we're perpetuating ignorance and self-destruction, you know, it's all right. You know, just like when Sister Cicely Tyson made the movie Sounder in 1972, which is a very, very good film dealing with real subject matter. They're saying that's why I always respect Cicely Tyson for not playing those demeaning roles that they had a lot of our sisters playing in. You know, coffee, the Mac, you know, this type of bullshit. You know, Sheba Baby, Foxy Brown. And what was the name of it? And then keep in mind, folks, this is almost 50 years ago, which I'm recalling from memory. But it is what it is. And then not to mention the fact, though, too, when they had the rebellion in Los Angeles in 1992, and then there were those, you know, from the different factions there that was trying to make the peace treaty to do something, you know, for the black community. Whether they came with the Rebuild L.A. project, which is some more bullshit. It was supposed to provide jobs, you know, for our youth and apprenticeship programs for our youth, you know, for our young men and women, you know, to learn trades and skills. Which is important because it's all right to pursue your dream or whatever it is in you, man, to go make it big and whatever type of creativity, art, but still you got to have a backup plan, you know, to keep a roof over your head, to keep fed, you see, in the pursuit, you know, of your entrepreneurial venture. You see, but they don't teach this, you know, in the public indoctrination centers when it comes to black people. Say they don't teach that, you know, they want us, you know, to pretty much to go out here, get a job, make somebody else rich. You other groups, what do? When you go get your college education, you go up there and enhance, you know, ideas, you know, from your people and from your family members and whatnot. You don't sit up there and think about going out there working for somebody else. You're out there working for yourself. But then when we do the same thing, trying to upgrade the quality of life in our community. Oh, well, you guys are black racists. And then even as Mad Dr. D, may he rest in power, our producer, has stated a few years ago that we had to do a episode of what we do to each other. So definitely go through our archives and check out what we do to each other, you know, which is the title of that episode. Then we also have another one called The Enemy Within, dealing, you know, with similar subject matter, you know, of this self-destruction, you see. So we got, because we are all we got, black family. We are all we got. And it's up to us to take care of us, you see. And then, you know, when OTBs, you know, come up to us using this NGR term like it's a code. That's bullshit. And I hate to sound like that classic cliche of an old bastard, but back in my day, it wasn't happening. See? And then, of course, once again, with the rap industry, you know, then here comes Vanilla Ice and Eminem, once again, stealing our resources, capitalizing off of our resources. You know what I'm saying? And this is, you know, what kills me. So therefore, so when I listen to the music of Hugh Masekela and Miriam Makeba, that I've been posting up on my wall or lately up on Facebook, Shabaka St. Corbett, it's kind of like going back to tradition is the first step forward. Listen to the healing song by Hugh Masekela, classic jazz out of 1965. Check out the music of Miriam Makeba, Mama Africa. Say, check her out. Check out the messages of those music, of the music. Instead of falling for this prepackaged bullshit that these Democrats are endorsing on us. And every time that we sit up there and go help Master, he said, we are making a great big counterproductive act against ourselves. Hey, don't get me wrong. I love the human drama of athletic competition. NFL, slave market. NBA, slave market. And then information I'm coming across of how much money these colleges and universities are making off these black athletes that they don't pay, you know, through the endorsements and what have you. See, form our own leagues. The talent that we have, black family, in all major sports, if within 1 year if we wouldn't form our own leagues, oh, yeah, we'll make it big because the talent that we have, if they form their own league, that would draw the crowds and the general public from the NBA and the NFL and go check us out. Yes, it would be an uphill battle, you know, for a second. But I honestly believe within 3 to 4 seasons, yeah, we'll be topping. Then them cats in then the National Basketball Association and the National Football League will all of a sudden start having wholesale sales of their office furniture to help to get rid of it. See, just like when Colin Kaepernick did his thing. And who was that, the owner of the NFL team? Was it the Baltimore Ravens, I believe, who says we can't have these quote-unquote niggas running the plantation? Am I right on that, Brother Trey? Brother Trey. Well, anyway, is that it was stated, you know, by one of these NFL owners, is that, you know, that's pretty much what it was. And then not to mention the fact that, you know, you're producing the wealth and, you know, you should be up there controlling it. Okay, folks, you see we got some additional callers right here. And we're going to unmute some microphones right here. We see you there, Brother Isaiah. Okay, and this is what happens when you get old, folks. You got to find glasses to find the glasses. Now, you see. So this is why, you know, I appreciate laying down the incidences and history that I've lived through my lifetime to the generation after. So, because we got
Brother Trey. Brother Trey.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been in the queue for like 15 minutes.
You thought we'd get you. Yeah, it got quieter there.
See, no, absolutely. So
really, we're just stuck at the queue.
And then, and then too, Brother Isaiah, the subject tonight, I'm sure you saw the link, you know, and Brother Isaiah, ladies and gentlemen, on the East Coast, got the background on State Zero. Yeah, we got background noise. And also, too, folks, if you got background noise, just place.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, just place yourself on the.
I'm in route.
Okay, yeah.
I'm in route.
No,
I'm like on the road.
Not speaking. Because the background noise is going to interfere with the show.
I can't help it, dude. I'm about to get on the bus. I can't help it.
Well, you got to mute.
Hold on a second. All right. Oh, y'all like one
in? And so therefore, Brother Isaiah, we was talking about the carrot and the jackass. Okay. And we're talking about how the Democratic Party, man, has been putting a carrot in front of us, you know, playing us for jackasses. And let me ask you a question, Brother Isaiah. What is the symbol of the Democratic Party? The donkey, right?
Sure. The donkey, donkey.
Yeah, the jackass.
And the Republican is the horse.
Or some or the elephant or
some
whatever.
Horse,
you know what
elephant
I mean?
Or horse, yeah, something like that. Yeah, elephant. I mean, say elephant, my bad. It's a donkey.
Then,
you know what that donkey stand for? Jackass.
Exactly. You see? And they've been playing us, man, for that, man, for the last 50 years. And then just like the OBJ had said, you know, you give them these trinkets of these civil rights, we'll have these NGRs voting Democrat for the next 50 years. Now, I ask you, Black family, he said that there in 1964. Let's do some math here. Oh, it's almost 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that proves his point. Yeah. And then the cold part about it is, when we go up here and fall for this bullshit, okay, we're doing nothing but countermanding ourselves, is because these Democrats are not doing nothing for no tangibles for us. Once again, $100 trillion in tangibles.
The annual reparations.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? So therefore, you know about Uncle Tim Scott and Cory Booker. They're supposed to be talking about something, man, you know, coming together and all that on this voter law violation or whatnot. But of course, though, Uncle Tim, you think that America is not a racist country. So I don't know what kind of dope you on, bruh. I don't know if you've been hit upside the head, or if you're just plain fucking stupid, okay, which
just
I'm willing to get my money
on. I think that's
what
it is
what you are.
You're just plain stupid.
But you're not going to sit up there and insult our damn intelligence, man, with that bullshit.
America was a base on racism for 500 years and centuries.
We haven't even been out of slavery long enough than we were in it.
Right. Exactly. You see, because we've only been out of slavery 150 years, as I stated before, which is very, very old for a person, but it's still very, very young for a nation. And then, of course, you know, as we had mentioned about when they brought these massacres, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Greenwood.
I did put a post up on your page about all those black massacres have been done. And not only this, on Oklahoma, around on every state.
Every state is just about.
Yes, sir. And then also, too, Brother Isaiah, we did mention, man, and this is a memory that I got, 1972-73, Kern County, California, a city called Taft, California, which is just outside of Bakersfield. And this is in the desert part of California at the bottom of the San Joaquin Valley, where they ran every black resident up out that town. And it was only 13 of them.
Oh, damn.
They ran them all up out of town.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up, like, family.
Yeah.
You know what?
And this is the history that they don't want us to have. And then, like I said,
they don't want
the
that
to get
on,
out there.
That's why we have to have brains, but it wasn't safe for us to travel.
Exactly.
Right.
That's why you had to have the Green Book, because the Green Book was a location, I believe, a listing of all the motels and restaurants where blacks could stop at along the highway, because as we do know, the classic Route 66, you know, which is a route from New York to Los Angeles. And it was written by a white dude by the name of Bobby Troup, I believe, but Nat King Cole in the 60s, they made a song called Get Your Kicks on Route 66.
Yep.
Okay, which is very, very popular record. Yeah, get your kicks on Route 66, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Joplin, Missouri, San Bernardino,
right.
Barstow, Kingman, Arizona, don't forget Winona.
Yeah,
and Albuquerque, New Mexico.
That's based on a movie about that, too.
Oh, yes, Rosewood Valley in Florida.
Yep.
And
all the
cool part about it is,
they burned that to the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we're supposed to sit up there and be forgiven and just beat up some more.
We
have
to
love
forgive.
We're
supposed to work harder.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
We're supposed to work harder.
Even though
we get sabotaged and handicapped and name it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah,
everything.
So, you know, without a doubt. Yeah, you know, without a doubt.
If we do try and work harder, they still be right on our backs. They'd be right on our tails, and they still will blow that shit up.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, without a doubt.
Based off a lie.
Just like with the Emmett Till case in Mississippi.
Right. She's going on a lot on him.
Yeah.
She
admitted that she had lied.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's the part that killed me about their white privilege. You up here spread a lie that causes a young man that you falsely accused to be beaten.
Right.
Tied to a cotton gin and thrown in the river.
Right.
But you sit up there with your white privilege, I lied, and you should have been putting handcuffs right there, lady, sitting in the damn jail.
Exactly.
And
you
kill me
Bill,
with that white
Cosby,
privilege.
And you see Bill Cosby, and he's still up in jail. And you tell me,
Bill
they can arrest this white hag that I'm trying to lie on a brother, Emmett Till? And she's still living, and she's still walking, and she's still breathing. Come on.
Yeah, it's called hypocrisy. You see what I'm saying? It's called hypocrisy, you know? But we ain't supposed to see it, you see, because there's the white elephant, you know, in the room. You see what I mean? Okay, we got a call in here, folks, from the 719 area code, the last 40481. Okay.
I apologize for the tardiness of my part. You know, I had a little malfunction. I tried to get on earlier, but it wouldn't let me on. I don't know what's going on with these phone jacks.
Because here they mess with us, man. They always are screwing up this podcast. The algorithm. Okay, that just tells us that we're getting somewhere. That's all. When they try to censor us, ladies and gentlemen, and when they sit up there, this shit goes against their standards, because you spreading heat. No, what we're doing is we spreading truth. You just don't like the truth. You see, so that's on you, and that's your hatred and what happened. You see, and that there goes to prove what you are. You see, so that's on you. So, you know, you the ones are the racists, the bigots, and what have you, and then the damn censors and want to censor shit. Then these redneck hillbilly individuals come up here and espouse that, and then you say that they did not go against your community standards, so that they just tells me is that you endorse it. That's exactly what it is. Yes, they.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore,
the
too,
double standard and the double edge sword. That's all the games they play.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And then on top of it, too, is look at how these Democrats, you know, they gave this mass incarceration crime bill in the 1990s, you see. So, like I said before, on this platform before, I will say it again, okay.
Not gonna lie, black I voted this season
in the United States.
It hurts my feelings, they said. Kidding.
Can I ask you a question, brother?
Yes,
go ahead, brother.
Okay, earlier when I was trying to get on, I heard you talking about Tyler Perry.
Yes, sir.
Why is it they're always trying to put a man in a dress, man? I don't understand what that is.
Exactly.
And not only Tyler Perry, brother. Not only Tyler Perry, brother. It's Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence,
yep.
All them black actors to put on the
dress.
Well,
yes,
not
Kevin
all
of them.
No, just on a few. Yeah. Just
yeah.
on a few, I
yeah,
bet.
Kevin
yeah,
Hart.
You know, and it's that crazy Hollywood shit. That's all that is.
Exactly. Oh, absolutely.
So my question to Whip in regards to that is, why is it a socially acceptable thing now? Why do we have to accept it? Why is it forced to accept it? That's what I want to know.
Okay. No, because what they did was Dr. Francis Cress Wilson had said they formed a narrative of acceptability of that bullshit. You see what I mean? But social engineering, as Brother Ramel had related to me, very knowledgeable brother. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Brother Ramel. So for the social engineering to take effect, you would need about 10 years to put the idea out there and about another 10 years to implement it and another 10 years to get in effect. Then that way there would grow on its own. Does that make sense?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that makes
this
sense.
Why I appreciate. Yeah. And this is why I appreciate Sister Cicely Tyson. I'm in the process of reading her autobiography. You know, that she refused to play that them type of bullshit role.
Yeah, so just play that
yeah.
All them roles, all them the great roles that we see now on TV. Like all this shit is going deep in.
Sir.
You see all them love and hip hop and the Real House of Love, Lando, all that trash TV
bullshit. Yeah, all
bullshit.
That bullshit. And sitting up there calling ourselves the NGR term and all this old type of shit, you know. And then you get even got some of our youth embracing this as a term of endearment. Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks, with me being an old bastard, okay, when OTP comes up to me today, hey, when OTP comes up to me, hey, my nigga, no, man, I'm not nobody's nigga.
Right.
That's right.
Okay.
No,
I'm going to say that too, fam, black family.
Yeah,
and I
watch out fast. And when you say this here, people, let me say this here, then I'm going to go and let everybody get some time in, you know. Let's try not to talk over each other. We're having a very, very good show tonight. So, you know, after I finish talking,
please minimize the background noise.
Yes, definitely please minimize the background noise, so we don't have static and feedback on there.
Yeah, and
no
noise in the background. Go ahead, brother.
but with the social engineering, that they did. They knew that they were going to do this in the 70s because, you see, the European, you see, he always had planned his oppression for long term. Classic case of it is the transatlantic slave trade. You see what I mean?
Yes,
it's because everything he did for long term. When they came in and gave us, you know, the indoctrinations of their deities, you see what I mean? When they came along with their brutalization, this is why we got to degrade the black male in the presence of the black female so she could say in her subconscious, excuse the term, I can't go to this nigga to save me for nothing. You see? So then what happens is, you know, the slave master negotiates her at will, you see? And then in this day and age, when you look at this shit out there coming out of Hollywood, Brother Isaiah, what are they showing in the bullshit commercials? Okay. Father, a black woman, and the child. But you don't see too much of the black man, woman, and child there. You see what I mean? Once again, you know, proving Brother Ryan Mills' point, social engineering. You see what I mean?
Yep, that's all that is. Yep.
Yes, sir. And this is why the movie Sounder, why I keep mentioning the movie Sounder, is because it was made in 1972 at the time of the black exploitation movies, but it was dealing with real shit, you know, with black folks, you know, living in the rural South and Louisiana and what have you, poverty, whatever. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, here's my question, right? So my question is, okay, mm-hmm. but like now, you know, you see a lot of degrading of the masculinity of the male, you know, the black man. I'm sorry. I apologize. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to concentrate and keep my phone from hanging up and keeping the background noise down to a minimal. I apologize, gentlemen. But what I'm talking about is like nowadays, it's almost like it's from one week to the next. Get this and worse and almost so worse. Like so here, look at this and accept it. Like a mandatory acceptance. They almost seem subliminal, you know what I mean? And it's just really disturbing, and there's no you don't ever wanna breed or have children after that. I watched a lot of TV like the last week and I don't think I wanna have a family. You know? Everything's so integrated, and everything is leading to homosexuality or men that are dressing very much like women and compatible women and are low voices, even in your own family, you have one or two people, may or may not be, or here was, little extra, little not. It's just really disturbing sometimes when you actually really sit down and take a deeper look at it, because you don't know how to, like, really accept it when it's right around you all the time. How do people really accept it? How do they have to deal with it nowadays? Because it's so forced, like right down the throat. Play it to me, brother.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it, though, with these damn public indoctrination centers mandating that shit, that youth in their formative years be taught that bullshit, and that is child abuse. Oh, and by the way, Facebook, yeah, you no good bastards. I think you put me in the FBJ for, what was it, 15 days, is because I said something, you know, about that. You see, so later for Facebook and its censorship. And then, of course,
yeah,
I was seeing
They want the truth to come out.
Right. Yes, because they're trying to punish us for like 30 days for some kind of hate speech. Like, we're not speaking about no hate speech. We're trying to tell
exactly.
Like it is.
Oh, absolutely.
Go in there and we'll put up everything they want up on there. They post up all kinds of racist shit towards us. But, man, they let them do whatever they want to do.
It's almost like they get away with everything and we can't get away with not even speaking the way we really feel when they're doing this shit blatantly right there in front of us, making us deal with it. I mean, accepting it.
Yeah,
like, why do we have to accept it?
Mm-hmm.
That's what white supremacy is. They control They control both sides of the. They control. They're in control. As long as they're in control, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's why
we
call it racial white supremacy, because it's the only racism that can exist.
I had a question earlier, and Brother Che was talking about. Creating our own colonies and whatnot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and a whole bunch of things going on in these colonies, because, they just certain ones, chance, et cetera, right? It was a big thing at that moment, but I was ready to get in and kind of got my thoughts turned around a little bit as I'm moving around.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my question. I have a question. Now, let's say you get to do this, you get to play this, right? And this should be that you call them college, your own food, take that stuff, that stuff. How are you going to be, how do you delegate who gets to do what? Who's in charge of what? How do things maneuver? How does it get delegated? What's the process of making things actually work as a unit? For instance, I would really like to know.
Answer to that question is how stuff got delegated and regulated prior to the European invasion. We've been doing this. We've been doing this stuff before the Europeans even came out of caves.
It's 2021.
Yeah,
now.
We've been doing all this.
Our ancient ways of doing things.
Right.
What does it look like now? It looks like a parallel version of what we have right now. But we don't even have a parallel version of what we have right now. We have to have a system to go against this system. We don't even have a system yet. So that system has to be built.
Right.
So this is all a work in progress.
What
does it look like? It's a process. It does. It looks like it doesn't happen overnight. It's a process. It's going to take years, generations, in order for it to get done. So it's a process.
Right.
So if you look at it like that, then there's steps to it. So how it would look is there would be levels to it. There has to be a model. There currently isn't a model that exists besides what is currently existing. So there has to be a model It has to be created. That's what it looks like. So whatever we create, that's what it looks like. But right now we don't have what that looks like because we don't have a model of what that looks like. So the model has to be created in order for us to even get to that point. So right now it's a utopia, it's a fantasy, it's a dream.
It's an illusion.
But it's an illusion under the illusion of inclusion.
So what we're
envisioning is something that would be similar to what Wakanda, whatever in ancient indigenous cultures. Societies look like.
I understand.
So indeed, we're laying down the groundwork and the foundation for that right now.
To balance out what it looks like now with the current state of black affairs. You know what I mean?
Sister, I can't make out nothing you're saying. You sound horrible.
We can't make out nothing you're saying. You got too much background noise, babe.
Thing, man. I'm trying to, the wind is blowing. I apologize. Go ahead. Carry on, gentlemen. The wind is blowing.
Please.
Sorry.
Oh, okay. Just place yourself on self-mute. Yeah. And then also, too, I just wanted to be known. Okay, we got an unknown caller right here. Okay, unknown caller. We got you. Yeah, what's going on with you? What's on your mind?
What's up? Come on in.
Come on, unknown caller. You have the floor.
Yeah, come on, unknown caller. We're going to
the air code.
Okay, go on once. No,
what's the air code?
Go on twice. No, there is no air code.
They got the number blocked.
Okay.
And that's crazy. I don't like that.
Okay, we're going to wish him a good night and thank you for calling. Okay.
I bet you somebody was going to come in trying to hate.
You know what I'm saying? And then we did go there to try to screen them, and they didn't respond. So maybe it's just as well that they did. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know. But it's all good. But moving right along.
I'm so glad that I wasn't
on
that devil bike get roasted.
Well, Brother Isaiah, you've been with us from day zero, man. You've been with us through the thick and the thin of it. You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, too, Brother Rommel, if you want to have yourself a good time, man, to relieve some stress,
you know what I'm saying?
There's a back episode that we got,
but
man.
Right now, I'm not available. Will you please leave a message?
me don't talk no English, sorry.
No, I'm not English.
I know that's right, boy. He's unavailable right now. Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah, without a doubt, man. You know, without a doubt. Yes, sir. But however, folks, I just want to let it be known is that we want to thank our supporters because this podcast is growing. Our listenership is going up. And please, ladies and gentlemen, you know, go to our archives and what you can of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced and leave us a comment. You know, we're not perfect, but we try to do the best we can. And if we do disagree, let's disagree agreeably. Now, as you
right,
know,
that's right, that's
Jerry,
right.
As you know, and then as you know, Brother Isaiah, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know, we've had our share crackpots call in here. And I
right.
was letting Brother Ramel know, man, to go check out that episode we did, man, called Inner City Blues and Black Parents.
Oh, yeah.
You
yep.
know who that
yeah,
was.
I remember.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You remember that one. So I'm going to ask Brother Ramel to go check that one out. And Brother Myrell.
Yeah,
check
that out, Brother Ramel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, the political
yeah,
prisoner
yeah, yeah.
doesn't have internet access right now, brother, so.
Oh, yes, sir. Noted. Noted. Noted.
Yes,
check
sir.
Okay, no.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, noted. No, okay, noted. And then also, too, yeah, let's talk about that a little bit, ladies and gentlemen, of about our political prisoners. Once again, the demos don't want to mention that. So this is why the episode is entitled What It Is Tonight. The carrot and the jackass. And we should be talking
damn.
About our political prisoners is because the damn U.S. Constitution is supposed to say there ain't supposed to be no damn political prisoners here. But yet, though, you have them. They're in solitary confinement 40 years, 45
right.
years. Look at Mumia Abu-Jamal. Look at Brother El Amin, you know, formerly known as H-Rap Brown. You see what I'm saying? And then, of course,
yep.
you know, and all the ones, you know, who made great sacrifices, you know, as the elder was speaking last week of the era that I grew up in, of the 1960s. You see, that's when we had our solidarity. But then keep in mind, there's always infiltrators. There's always going to be some coon buck dancing, ass-scratching Negro who's going to sell out. A lot of these sellouts have been extorted. Okay.
Yep.
A lot of them have been extorted. You know, look at, yeah, yeah. Look what happened with the dude who set up Fred Hampton.
Yeah.
He put second on.
He got,
this dude
I heard he got
again.
Hit by a car. Yeah, he got that
yeah,
hit by a car with a hit
yeah.
and run.
yeah, okay. In the city of Chicago.
Yeah, he got hit by a car. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
All righty. Okay.
And
then, from
too.
What I understand, reading that brother's story is that they had about four charges hanging over his head, so they told him
right.
go put the second on, which used to be called Red Devils, is because in the late '60s is when you had everybody popping these pills, acid and Red Devils and Dexies and all this old bullshit.
All
you know what I'm saying? And you had to. And
a
then you had the hippie
huh?
culture right there and all
got
of that, you know.
Too.
all that, yeah, that was in the 70s. But anyway, he put it in the chairman's coffee cup before he went to sleep December the 3rd, 1969. And then, of course, we all know what happened, you know, with Chairman Fred December 4th, 1969 on the west side of Chicago. You know what I mean? So, like I said, you know, then with that counterintelligence program, you know, it was illegal within itself. Yeah,
right.
Your boy J. Edgar Hoover, man, he had too much juice. Dude ran it for 50 years. He stated the main threat to U.S. national security is the organization
never ended.
Exactly.
It never ended.
It's an illegal operation.
Right,
which is
right,
an illegal operation.
Right.
You know, them motherfuckers could be listening to this shit right now. Yeah,
that
yeah.
was probably them that was calling
man,
in.
All I know is that the United States government is the greatest criminal to ever live, brother.
Yeah,
greatest criminal.
Real
talk.
Yeah, look at this atrocities. And this is why we have the episode tonight of these Democrats
the Kingmaker and the Jackass.
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing for the Jackass.
And they got the
and then here,
yeah, man, they got the Jackass yeah, that comes off a donkey, so yeah, it's the base on that. So
they're trying to use us as the Jackass. They're trying to use us as the Jackass.
And hang up this bullshit in front of us to keep voting for these damn yes, sir. That is exactly the kind.
They're trying to turn us into the dumbass. You know what I'm saying? Not just the Jackass, but the dumbass. They want to keep us as the dumbass.
Well, to be honest, it's like they made you believe that the hope was you fell for the hope, and then now we look stupid for falling for the hope, and then it looks real bad because nothing happens for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, hope and okay.
They put it out there, made you really believe in it, made you really feel about it, and then you voted for them like a dumbass because you thought really they were going to do some shit. And then, bam, and then you look real bad.
They never have, they
never
will.
And you did it.
That's why I said,
you
go out here and vote.
You know what I mean? And it's horrible.
Right. He's been doing that before Obama.
Here's one for you.
He was doing that before Sambo got in office.
And then here's one for you, people that you're going to love.
Not, his name is Barry, y'all. It's not even Barack. His name is Barry.
Hey, brother. Well, anyway, Los Angeles County, 2002 election, I believe. It was either 2002, it was the midterm election. There was a candidate for Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors by the name of Mark Ridley Thomas. Yeah, Mark Ridley Thomas, I'm talking about you. The number to call in,
and what
if you're going
to
dispute what I say, is 516-418-5996, okay? And as soon as I see the area code 323 or 213, I might have an idea.
And what he did,
issue.
Brother.
But however, he was an L.A. County supervisor who ran unopposed, right? I must emphasize he ran on the post, meaning that this dude only needed one vote to get the job, right? Okay.
Right.
So for his campaign, he had a voter registration drive. He goes up there to the black community in SCLA, South Central Los Angeles, and all over hiring these jobs, going door-to-door, registering the people to vote. Where you go down the voter roll, hey, let the people know, be sure to get out and vote for the polls, right?
Right.
One of his assistants who was running his office had stated that, hey, people, you know, do a good job because, you know, the election's tonight, and come by and help celebrate with us. So I'm seeing a lot of brothers who had been down for a few years trying to change their life around. I've seen a lot of brothers there, as you could tell, that was out there in the streets of South Central LA getting them some stripes. In other words, it was something that a person might have could have changed their life around. You know, to get a stipend, right? You know, to get paid for it, as well as you should. And yes, poll workers do get paid, okay, as well as they should.
Okay,
so then one of his staff members relates to us that they're going to have the after party here. You know what I mean? You know, after you guys come in, you know, and turn in your paperwork, you know, if the doors you knocked on going down the voter roll list. And what had happened was, as the polls were closing and we went there to approach to go in a part of the after-hour celebration, we were informed that this event is invitation only. If you do not have one, you are to get out of here, or otherwise the Los Angeles Police Department will arrest you. Once again,
what?
The Carrot and the Jackass.
I guess he was the current Jackass.
Yeah, they led you up there, tricked you, trapped you, and then threatened you.
Yeah, right.
Crazy.
Man, he was probably the king of the Jackasses.
And then, dude, let me,
man, the entire
note the fact. Somebody's got some background noise going on. Okay.
Not
all right, and then, okay, all righty. Okay, it's gone now. Okay, so, but anyway, that then just goes to show you of how they played us like that, you know what I mean? And had the LAPD right there ready to arrest your ass, you see? So like I said, Mark Ridley Thomas, politician, I don't know what current office you have now in Los Angeles County, Southern California, if you still got it. The number for your sorry ass to call in is 516-418-5996. I don't know if he is or not, you know what I mean, but I'm just putting it out there, you see, because that was cold. And the sad part was that you were killed.
When you say that, brother, I was like, what the hell?
And the cold part about it is, these here might have been young people who were probably trying to turn their lives around for the positive,
right. Okay?
Once again, get our youth up out of the public indoctrination.
Right. I call it the public indoctrination. Yeah, I call it the public how the world are they going to let some dude dress up as a woman with a flower cock shadow who got a goatee like look like mine want to tell the story about the LGBT history? Like, come on now.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's the
And then they try to compare it to the civil rights movement. They try to compare that shit to the civil rights movement.
I guess it's the same thing, man.
It ain't the same thing, man.
The dogs to put on them, not the same thing. You're right, brother. It's not the same thing.
Yeah. You know, it's
but they always want to bring up.
They try to make it seem like, yeah.
Well, first of all, they were never sold. They're not sold, Eric. They weren't sold. They don't pass around like that, Eric. Put it that way. That's exactly.
Yeah, but we were passed around to LGBTQ slave owners.
That's true. They had slave camps
that were meant to design and mold LGBTQ people.
Right. Yeah, they have breeding farms.
Yeah, they're bookbreaking and the feminized and the sodomized.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen a movie called
Goodbye, Uncle Tom?
Goodbye, Uncle Tom,
it shows you how they had them gay camps where they would molest the slaves and molest the slave children.
Yeah, but that's different. What they're trying to compare that is not the same thing, though. You know that, right? That's the same comparison.
Somebody got a whole bunch of wind, man. I can't hear.
Your background noise.
We're old for all of that.
Right.
And then, of course, if you know about the lynching of a mother and her son in Oklahoma, I believe about 1911, okay, where, you know, these white supremacists or white folks was trying to sodomize her son, and she went to try to prevent that, and they lynched him and his mother.
And
there's a famous photograph they got of them hanging off of a bridge, mother and son.
Horrible.
I think I read that story somewhere. I heard about that.
And then keep in mind, people, is that we're not supposed to get upset about that. We're not supposed to get angry.
We're just supposed to be acceptable, all happy about it.
We're supposed to be like, that's like 500 years ago. Like, what the fuck?
We're supposed to be there like Uncle Ben
like
on a box of rice, scratching our ass and grinning, saying, "Yeah, I've been telling you, we okay, you the about man, fuck that."
Excuse my language,
you know.
But I was saying this. they keep saying this, like, well, slavery, like, 500 years ago. But I'm about to say this, and the they go to all Kim Towns, why don't y'all get over it? No, how about y'all get over the fucking content?
We ain't even
content?
Been out
how
of it
that?
Long enough to get over it, let alone
how about
get
how
out
how about
of
that?
It. We ain't even been out of it long enough than we were in it.
Right.
Brother,
exactly.
there's no end
exactly.
to the shit. So there's no
exactly.
end to it. They ain't never
gonna
stop with their trickery.
Like, how about y'all get all with the fucking
okay,
content.
Let me rephrase
how about that?
We ain't been out of de jure slavery long enough than we've been in, or we ain't been in de facto. How am I phrasing this? We haven't been out of de jure slavery longer than we've been in de facto slavery, because like Rommel was alluding
right,
to it, never ended.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
And then on top
yes,
of it, too.
Slavery's still going on,
too.
Man.
Yeah, it's still going
it never
on.
Ended.
You best believe it. Sure, and they trying to make it happen right now. They trying to bring that shit back. They trying to make us
like Brother Chewbacca said, resurrecting the mentally dead, and the mentally dead are the mental slaves right now.
Yep.
Exactly.
Thank you, Brother Rommel. And that is one of the reasons why that
why we have resurrection of the mental dead.
Yes, sir. You know, without a doubt. You say. And then not to mention the fact that I appreciate Brother Aileen bringing it, you know, to our attention about how the Black Lives Matter movement is full of shit. I said it. It's because you're more worried about advertised agenda.
Y'all need to pay the family members. You need to pay the family members and the people that you capitalize off their victimization. Like,
Billions of them. What's the second? Who's the owner? The owner is a black female.
George Soros. He owns a 501c3 on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, George Soros owns the 501c3 on it. Yes, sir, that is correct. And
BLM,
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. George Soros owns the nonprofit status on it.
Yep.
Say. Who's George
and
Soros?
Not to mention George Soros,
billionaire.
Okay, he's a big industrialist, billionaire man, you know, and I think
so they're profiting, they're getting, they're monopolizing and getting a profit off of black movement.
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, Black Lives Matter, that they're trying to make a lot of money with that. And they never
Brown's
family
people.
And the other family members is demanding they get paid right now. Millions of dollars.
Because one of the principals of that Black Lives Matter movement just bought her a $1.5 million mansion down in Topanga Canyon.
Mm-hmm. And she's
they getting paid off it, man. They blood suck.
Right.
Yeah.
And also if she is a lesbian, so she part of the LGBT. So,
No, that's just it, though, Brother Isaiah. When Brother Aileen brought it to my attention, man, you know, we looked at it, and it's for LGBT, it's for women's rights organization, it's for everything, man, except
for
heterosexual,
straight
black men.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Say. And that, you know, is an act wrong within
That's
itself.
That's terrible.
However, you got so many of these brain-dead-ass coons that have been so fucking dummy down, they will sit up there, man, and argue
dumbass.
About the shit. Yeah,
right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like a motherfucker, man, sitting on your head telling you it's rain. That's exactly what it is.
That's that carrot swinging in front of the dumbass.
Still raining.
Once again, sir. Once again, the carrot and the jackass.
You know what I'm saying?
Man,
that's feeding them an illusion. Like my brother, General Paris. Like my brother General Paris said, that's the illusion and the confusion.
And the confusion.
You know, without a solution.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
We have the resources, but you know, we need to thumb up some solutions.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, they keep feeding us this dream. They keep feeding us this dream in this American dream, and they keep trying to spin some kind of illusionary world.
It's
you know,
not a dream,
bro. And everything.
It's
you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah,
American,
yeah, yeah.
American,
you know what I mean? They keep,
dream.
You know,
it's
like,
excuse
me,
right.
Excuse me, brother. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know, the whole white girl. It's like the whole white girl thing. You know what I mean? They try to make the white girl seem like she's the shit. You know, you ain't got no game
yeah,
until you got your white girl. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and I'm just noticing, you know, with the movies, the cartoons and all
yes.
that shit, you know,
yes,
they're creating a hero thing. They're creating a hero theme or narrative for white people. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
And,
they always been doing that for years.
Black Panther.
Yeah,
exactly.
They always have some kind of white savior in those slave movies.
Exactly, that's all I'm trying to say. You know what I mean? You know they.
Yeah, like it's crazy. Like I didn't see that. I didn't read that up in the history books. So they always trying to make something out of nothing. They trying to make
yes,
all that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they glorify the
right.
white image. They downgrade the black
yes,
image. That's what I was trying to get
yes,
at.
Sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You
right.
know,
absolutely,
they want you, you know, and then when you see on TV, you know, when they depict the black image, they depict that image of, you know, everything is a joke. Comedian.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, look at Tyler Perry. Everything got to be a joke.
Right.
Motherfuckers wearing a dress. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know,
right.
they
right.
got there's no serious roles going on, and then
yes,
the people
not,
who are supposed
right.
to be taking the serious role, it look who it is. It's the Black Lesbians Matter. You know
oh,
what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly one.
Right, I
black
agree.
Trans
yeah,
matter.
You know what I mean?
It's going on like
all
now,
that
right?
Shit. Man, all uh-huh. Black Lives Matter, all that bullshit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it's like the serious
right.
roles that they want you to take serious is something that's abominational, that's out of
mm-hmm.
The natural order of things,
right.
you know what I mean?
Right.
Things that
drop
aren't sacred, things that are against our way of life as black people. Because, you know, when we came over here with dignity and pride, man. They're trying to take that away from us, man. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They'll talk.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah,
yes,
man. Like,
and then also, keep in mind, though, too, it's very, very interesting what Hollywood, with this illusion and bullshit.
Yes, sir.
You know, that the white woman is the symbol of beauty and all that, but they're not telling you that the white
that's
woman
it.
Has
so,
to go
and
to
also,
South
y'all,
Hollywood,
and also black
the
family,
plastic heavy surgeon
older,
in Beverly Hills,
right.
out there in the
black
San
family.
Fernando Valley, to get the attributes of the black woman, which was given to her, but you want her to
right.
feel bad about herself
that's
when she played in the movie.
And black family, too. Watch out for those. Watch out for those uncreative
yeah,
white women,
like,
too. They try to, and look like the sisters trying to have, like, breast implants, have fake asses on the
yeah,
big
right.
lips.
That's
and
what
stuff.
Frederick the Hollywood is about, Brother Isaiah.
Right.
Yeah, that's what that ragged-ass place called Frederick the Hollywood is about. And then
uh-huh.
you got Beverly Hills
that's what
over there.
You better watch out.
Plastic surgeon.
They're
going
to lie
with that
jail.
Collagen and shit.
Yep.
And then they even had some of them white movie actresses trying to get the collagen to enlarge their lips and
right.
all this
uh-huh.
shit, and 10-15 years later, man, brother sitting up there looking like something out of Star Wars, like Morph the War.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? No.
Uh-huh.
This is what I want to get at, brother. This is what I want to get at. You
yes,
know how
sir.
they want us to believe in the UFO and aliens and all that shit. You know why, man? Because they're making the alien
that,
right
man?
In front of our very eyes, man. The new alien. I'm about to tell you what the new alien is called, and you see him every time on fucking TV. His name is Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner,
oh,
excuse me.
Yeah.
That's the motherfucking fucking alien right there, man.
What's
a new phenomenon, man. It's a new phenomenon, man. You know what I mean? It's the new UFO, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know. You know what I mean? It's a whole new phenomenon going on. Nah, I ain't even trying to be funny, man. I'm for real. You know what I mean?
No, you know what I'm saying.
This is the case where you talk
real
to keep from crying.
Real talk, right?
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
To keep from crying on that.
Yeah, true indeed, man. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers, like Brother Shabaka said, these people are by design. They know what they're doing. They're prepared.
Right.
They're organized.
Yep.
Okay, there's three characteristics of the devil that the devil uses and that we need to use also. The devil is observant. He studies motherfuckers.
That's two.
Right.
He's organized. And the last one, my brothers and sisters, is that
what's
he's
that
opportunistic like a motherfucker, man.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely three.
He's opportunistic.
Very much
so. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know,
right.
And
there's
three things that he utilizes so he could maintain his superiority over black folk and people of so-called minorities, and that's telling lies, stealing, and
tell
how
lies,
to master
right.
the original man, how to master the black man. You see what I'm saying? Because that's the only way he can stay on top.
That's real talk.
You know, that's the only way he can stay on top is by destroying and controlling the black man, because the black man is the foundation of the black family, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's why when you look, even check this out in the Helios Biblios, whatever you want to call it, the Sun Book, the Book of Light, the Bible, whatever, right? Okay,
right.
The devil, the snake couldn't get at Adam, so who he went to? He went to Eve.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You see what I'm saying? So the thing is, they say the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And how he, you know what I mean? And how is he going to rock the cradle unless through the black woman? You see what I'm saying? So they got the black woman so deceived. You know what I mean? I remember there was a time when, you know, the black woman took pride in her own hair. You know what I'm saying? In her own beauty. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then,
very much so.
You know, so the snake is going to, or the devil, white man, is going to aim at the black woman by creating all these illusions.
Right.
All these colorful ideas and colorful objects and, you know what I mean, all these things trying to entice the black woman into making decisions that are wrong, you know, throwing her man out, calling the police on him, you know what I mean, and all this shit that in the third, you know what I'm saying, because, if the white man can destroy the black family, then he could rule. But if the black family's together, he can't rule.
Exactly.
You know, that's all I want to say, brother.
The
and
the heavyweight champion of the world.
Shabaka.
Yes, sir.
We're in serious overtime.
Okay, brother. All
right, thank you, brother Chad. Okay, don't nobody hang up, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't hang up,
because if you hang up, you can't get back in. And this is we're having a very, very great episode tonight. And we're definitely going to put this one here in the archives so they don't cheat us like they did the last time. I'm going to ask everybody to come in with their closing comments so they don't cut us short, you know, so they don't try to perceive or project that we don't know what we're doing here. And come on, brother.
That's
Isaiah,
right. That's
you know,
right.
You've been here 5 years, man. You know, you've been with us since day zero, brother Isaiah. You've seen it all.
I've seen it here.
What's
going
on
here?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Sorry,
okay, brother
Isaiah.
Okay, brother Isaiah, we're going to start with you, sir, on your closing comments, brother Isaiah.
Okay. Black family, the time is now to stand up, rise up, fight back. Time to take our resources back. Time to, you know, be sufficient. Time to be producers. not consumers. Like, we need to come together as one black family, and please do not take this vaccine, because this vaccine,
yes,
you know what they're gonna put up in these vaccines. You might you might get sick, you might lay down on the floor and never get back up. So black families, so stop fighting at each other. You know what y'all need to fight. Y'all need to fight side by side with each other, and not against each other. Now, come on, black family, gotta get it together. Black love.
Yes, sir. All right.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Isaiah. Yes, sir. And that there's Brother Isaiah, ladies and gentlemen. He's off the East Coast there, out of Baltimore. You know, he's been with us since day zero. He's watched his platform evolve. He's seen it all, where we have thrown people up off this platform, although we don't like doing it. He knows how we get down when we get idiots in.
That's right.
Cognitive dissonant Negroes, they are promptly shown the door. And then when they call
back
under different fake phone numbers, that it just goes to prove that we're doing something correct. Okay, we're going to get Sister Brandy here on her closing comments. Okay, what's your closing comments, Brandy?
Just give me a second so I can get on the train. Go ahead and take somebody else. That way you can go and not be in the noise.
Okay. All right, then I guess we're going to go to Brother Che with his closing comments. Brother Che.
Yeah, it's time for us to divorce the Democratic Party, black family. They have not done us any good. So
yes, sir, pretty much.
Them. We need to vote as a bloc and support any candidates from any other party that is going to do our bidding in the near future.
Right.
Because we collectively have the power to influence elections and control elections at the state, the local state, and the federal level. So we need to exercise that so-called power that they say that we have from voting. You know, we don't have power from that, but that's what they say. We have power in voting. We need to collectively vote as a bloc and get a candidate in the office that's going to support our best interests and put our best interests at first. And don't get the vaccine, family. That's what they already said. Do not get the vaccine. Don't get the vaccine. And
go ahead, Brother Che. I'm sorry.
That being said, family, just don't just take our word for it. Do the research. Do the research on the Democratic Party. Know, what we are telling you by your own research. Because we've already done the research. We're just telling you what we know from our research about this party.
Exactly.
They have meant us no good.
Exactly.
Their whole track record, and this party is not young. This party's been around for over 200 years. So this party is responsible for enslaving us. So I don't know why we think in the 21st century this party is going to free us.
Exactly.
We need to continue to demand our tangibles. Any politicians that are seeking our vote, we need to get something specifically for us, period. And as we always say, all your other groups can hold your own nuts. We're done caping for you. The cape is off.
Right.
We're going to cape for our damn selves. We're going to put the oxygen mask on ourselves and save ourselves, because we're in a state of emergency, black family. Thank you. This is a great show. Thank you for having me on tonight.
No, absolutely, Brother Che, man. It's always a pleasure. And that there's Brother Che. You know, here's our co-host here, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, also, too. You know, he is the host of Frontline Black News. Definitely check out Frontline Black News, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. As I stated before, Mile High News, Black I Stand Radio, and all black medias, because it's up to us, black family, to start utilizing the resources to help ourselves. We can't do it no more, people.
And for the generations of you after me, if you go out there, man, and kick from them other groups, you're doing yourselves a great, great disservice because they are not going to have our special interests at heart. I mean, keep in mind, we were the ones that went and got hit upside the head. We were the ones, you know, who went up there that had fire hoses put on us. And then, of course, you know, we're the ones who went out there, you say, and had got a lot of political prisoners who was exercising their legal rights who've been incarcerated 50-plus years. You see what I mean? You know, it's bad. It's real bad. And that's the state of emergency that we're in. So for all you other groups, nothing personal, just our survival, okay? Because you can best believe if it was you. Because you can best believe that when it comes to these other groups preserving themselves and their survival, you see, they come together like a fist. But like I said before, as I've always stated that since we've been doing the platform, we are 150 years out of slavery, which is very, very old for a person, but it is still very, very young for a nation. So when they come with this mind manipulation bullshit, you know what I'm saying, Europeanize your features and all that, it's all part of the Ma'afa, as Dr. Marimba Ani had stated, you know, in her writing in regard to the Yoruba. Okay, we'll go here to Brandy with her closing comments.
I apologize, gentlemen. I'm on the train. I apologize for the noise. I'll be quick.
Okay.
My thoughts is this. I agree with Brother Isaiah wholeheartedly. You know, I agree with everybody, actually. I learned a lot today, and I was trying to ask very seriously. I really just want to get a greater understanding for my own personal knowledge, but for the people that are listening to your show who may or may not have the courage to just ask them damn questions that I was trying to get an understanding. But I apologize. I'd be just entrapped with surround sound noise. I just want to tell you that I really appreciate you having me on the show. I learned a lot. And my message today is, this only happens because we allowed them to do it. And now that we've known and seen our error of our ways, we still have 4 years of this shit. Now we know what we've done wrong. That it. Fucking hell, we can move on and deal with this 4 years or whatever time we got here to deal with the Biden administration so we can do something else. But until then, let's just try to make it the best possible motherfucking future for the next year. If we're going to do communities right. And colonies and grow shit and actually, you know, do what we've been talking about, it doesn't necessarily have to take 50,000 years. We should really have to quickly, we all put our brains together and just decipher, weed out the what we don't want and put it all together because I'm sure there's a model that was there before. You know what I mean? I'm sure there was a village of some sort that was planned out, a hierarchy of what would happen, and just integrate it and make it now for this 2021 and the future model, because we can't go back. We have to move forward, and we have to move forward with all the atrocities and all the trauma and develop a fucking plan to go with it and live through it and exist to get past it. You can't forget. And again, they sure owe you guys a check. You know what I mean? They owe you a check. Cut the check, right? Hold your own nut. Get it.
Exactly.
But it needs to be a real plan to develop into the future to integrate the past with the future. And that's what I really want to know about. If there's a model that all these great minds in this room right now surely can come up with something for this, you know, idea that they can exist relatively quick and not in such a distance that none of us will be able to see it. And our pretend children or future children may or may not possibly see it. And I want to be able to see something that I can have hope in, believe in, and fight for. And so I kind of feel like that's what we're doing right now. I know we can all make that happen. I know everybody, there's a lot of people out there that think how we all think we can make it happen in a way we all just sit down patiently and work together. Like, we know we should be better than these people have shown us. We know we can do better. We are better. We are the greatest. We can be great. Let's show them that. There ain't no fear in the
community. Right.
That's how it's there. Thank you for having me. Good night, all.
Okay.
Salute.
All right. Always. Okay, Brother Romero, your closing comments, sir.
Peace. My name is Romero Understanding, the Angel of Peace from the East Understanding, Understood in the Neighborhood of New York, bringing a little hope without the dope, official frontline campaign. Formal salute to all the fallen soldiers and the prisoners of war. I just want to say that people, these Democrats are trying to keep us in a state of donkey mentality, and you know they're trying to turn us into the dumbass. Stop falling for the carrot on the stick, and stop definitely stop falling for the banana in the tailpipe. You know what I mean? Because it's a bad look. You know what I mean? Because these people, man, they got us. You know where we just trusting them, giving them our vote without thinking twice, you know. Oh, this is Democrats. You know, I almost got into a fist fight with a brother back in the days because I told him I was a conservative because I was at that time. Now I'm Unity Party, and you know, people get highly offended if you ain't voting to the left, and they don't understand that those are the same people that you know were fighting to keep us in slavery.
Exactly.
You know, and they were the South. They were the ones. They were the ones who created the Ku Klux Klan. You know, and they want us to believe that they're our friend now. It don't work like that,
right?
You know, and brother, I know you were saying that we're 150 years out of slavery or something like that. Is that what you said, brother?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I believe, and not to oppose what you're saying, but to kind of like add on, I believe that we're 150 years deeper into slavery.
Okay.
That's what I think is going on. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it's just, you know what I mean? You know, slavery ain't stopped, brother.
Yeah.
Slavery, this is just a whole different dimension of it. And that's that carrot on the stick. You know what I mean? Now they just, you know, they're like, hey, you're not in slavery. You're like us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, it don't work like that, man. You know what I mean? I refuse to lose. I refuse to be confused and used and abused. You know what I mean? And I'm not going
to
be used as no tool.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to allow myself to be no fool or no tool being used against my own people. You know, I'm not a gang member. I'm not none of that bullshit. I ain't no pimp. I ain't no drug dealer. I ain't none of that bullshit. You know what I mean? I'm original black man. You know, I got a mind, and I'm going to use it so I can shine. That's what I want to say from my.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you, Brother Romero. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this here concludes our episode tonight. Shabaka's Black Experience. The name of the episode is The Carrot and the Jackass. The air date of this episode is June 8th, 2021. Please go to our like page on Facebook by the same name, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Definitely check out our Facebook book groups, Pan-African Economics and Politics, Resurrection of the Mental Dead, Frontline Black News. Also, to check out Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, and definitely our group of Pan-African Economics and Politics. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our episode tonight, and we're going to go with our outro tonight. And let's see. Let's listen to Tupac's IG.
This is the 21st century, and we need to redefine revolution. This planet needs a people's revolution, a humanist revolution. Revolution is not about bloodshed or about going to the mountains and fighting. We'll fight if we are forced to. But the fundamental goal of revolution must be peace.
revolution of the mind. We need a revolution of the heart.